matter on my list is J and F8.
Geordie Eade, I farm and punch with my wife Frances in Pocono Valley, just about half an hour from here. I'm just really, our catchment group of Pocono Valley is covering most of the aspects of what our issues are, but the only one I'm wanting to really get a good clarification and a permitted activity, well, a line drawn in the sand is for Rule 13. Our 260 hectare property, there's an annual rainfall in excess of 1700 millimetres. Soil on our property is classified as predominantly oxidising and contains approximately 70 kilometres of subsurface drainage pipe. It's all greater than a depth of 1 metre. I'm concerned that Rule 13A1 does not allow for the cleaning of subsurface drainage tiles as a permitted activity. Now, it's come back to us after the first round of submissions that activities such as insulation, maintenance, and cleaning may require additional on-site mitigation to meet these standards. I just sort of want a line drawn in the sand that, I mean, we need to be able to do it without a, under the RMA, really, just as a general farm maintenance sort of practice. I had sent through some pictures of some sort of before and afters. I mean, most of you are probably aware of it is a no hiding what it actually does to your waterway for a temporary effect. However, the visual effects on water quality of maintaining and water blasting subsurface drainage systems are very temporary but necessary in order for a drainage system to work effectively and in the best interest in the long term for our property. The effects of an inadequate drainage system, or a block drains as we call it, are far greater, and there's an increase in overland flow, which really is, at the end of the day, is our greatest sort of restriction to our farming, is sediment runoff, that we want to very much minimise. Increased nutrient loss, because I mean you've got a direct source of water running straight off, along with the decrease in pasture production for a very large area of that sort of where it's located. So yeah, I'm just looking for a line really, not a line drawn in the sand, that this is a permitted activity really. I mean, you can understand that there could be other implications afterwards of, you know, of drainage of really certain areas, but I just, you know, a general maintenance of the subsurface drains that we do have. So that's...
Okay. Again, that's the point that's been made by quite a few submitters to us, the need to clean and maintain these drains. The photos you provided are very interesting, and you say in your notes here that the stream cleared 30 minutes after the drain was waterlogged.
I know, that was long, it's really 10 minutes, if that. Yeah, and I probably should have taken it actually 10 minutes. I thought my old indication was really to take a picture of it downstream. That water approximately took about 15 minutes to get there, and as you can see, 30 minutes after it was well and truly gone. What I could have further done is taken a picture of a K-down, but by then it's pretty much diluted.
Right.
It's quite concentrated right at the start. I have talked with the Land Sustainability Officer, because that's a 6-inch pipe coming out of there. It's a lot of water. He had mentioned of you know, the feasibility of pumping that away, and I said, no, I said, you pump away gallons and gallons of water. I said, don't necessarily have a lot of pipes coming directly into a creek like that, but in saying that, they all make their way there eventually, so I mean, it's all going to get there.
And so the stream clearing up, you say 10 to 15 minutes after the discharge ceased, is that typical sort of time
it
takes?
Yes. But, you know, for a bystander to walk past and see right there and then, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
But it's very temporary.
Yeah. Alright, we'll see if we have any other questions for you, Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is that, do you notice any sediment sitting on the bed after you've done that?
Very, very little. very, very little. If it is, it's the rust that's in the tile, which is a natural product, really.
So it's not feasible to have a settlement pond or something like we talked with the previous...
You could have, what you could do is, that after you've done it, is you probably could scoop it out if you're going to dig it, because your diggers know whether you're on hand. But that sediment, it's not, it's really just a natural born sort of, it's probably coming out but all at once rather than it's because it's been sitting there. But it's not a lot. Some of them you do notice that I think the closer they are to the surface, the more soil sediment there would be in there. But I find if your pipe is greater than a metre in depth, you don't have that soil sediment in there at all. It's just an iron build-up of the rust. So, yeah, the root release internally is taken away, I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry, say that again.
The, how to take that sediment away that you are washing out, there isn't a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's not harmful to, it may be immediately harmful in that to marine life and that, but I've seen fish swim back in it straight away again.
Sure.
Yeah. It's all a natural product, of course. It's not foreign.
Okay, now in your original submission you talked about 15% of the land holding for intensive winter grazing without having consent. Can you excuse me, tell us why you chose 15%?
More or less, in my opinion, I could actually, the strategies of our winter grazing, I feel I could farm the whole farm and not have any different implications than what I do now. Why I want to go to 15% is that it sort of takes some proportion of your land size. I mean, what I'm not happy with it is that I could have 20 hectare farm and I can still crop the whole, or 50 hectare farm, I can crop the whole farm.
Yeah.
Yet if I have 5,000 hectare farm, I can't. So in proportion to the amount of stock you're running, and I mean, I know that the, I see in the original notes that 80% of really were fitting under the threshold of the 50 hectare and 20 hectare rule, that it was only going to need a 20% sort of needing
a consent.
I can understand that, but just, there's a lot of properties now, just as we get, you know, as farm succession, we need to get bigger and, I winter about 3,500 stock units and I'm 20 hectares myself, so if I doubled in stock units, I'm just about breaking the 50 hectare rule. I just thought we had it nailed in the sand of 15%, and then we went backwards,
yeah.
I felt.
Yeah.
I thought that was sort of done and dusted and posted away, but then reared its head again. Yeah.
Yeah, being different, yeah. Okay. Thanks, that's useful. Some useful ideas there. And you talked about a 3 to 4 day break for your sheep. Could you just explain what happens there?
What I do is my winter crop, is quite a bit of preparation prior to the winter grazing. I measure my crop, I allocate how much they'll get on that 3 to 4 day, and I shift them every 3 days. What it is you have to do 3 days, 4 days too long for sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You get very much little to no sediment runoff. The sheep will just stop on that one block, they'll not move, and then you shift them on another 3 days later. There's next to no sediment runoff at all. And in terms of tractor work coming around, you can get into the groundwork very much quicker because you've got no hugging. It's a tool that's really helped me in terms of being able to manage that amount of stock units on my own for the winter. It's a thing you can't do with cattle because they bury the crop, but it's a great tool for sheep, and I think it just probably needs to be more research done on it. It's very, David Knight is just really impressed with it and how it's, you know, it's a great sort of management tool, and the sheep are being fed full all the time, really.
So
they're not, there's little stock movement, which I think is at the end of the day causes a lot of the soil disturbance and movement.
So you've got the sheep moving forward onto the crop. Do you back fence them so they can't move back?
No, because what happens is the sheep may bury some of the crop.
Mm.
It'll wash clean. They'll go back and eat it and clean it up.
And that doesn't cause a hugging problem? Or
no, not at all. No.
And do they need supplementary feed?
No, not at all.
Right.
And that's why you still got to hang around that 3 days, because you're going to supplementary feed on top of that. So, I mean, there's not even a need to take tractors into that paddock or nothing.
And water?
Yes, access to water.
They need that water, so how do you provide that?
Troughs in every paddock. And saying that, Swedes are 90% water, and because you're not feeding supplement, there isn't a great need for water there. No. It's a supplement that they require water, particularly for cattle.
All right, thanks very much. It's been very good.
Good morning. Just on your drain clearing, you've got 70 kilometres of subsurface drainage. You wouldn't clean all of those. Is it near the creeks that you generally...
No, they all, over a period of 10 years, you would just about have cleaned every one, other than the minor ones, the major ones. Yeah. We've actually, ourselves and our other two neighbours have bought a water blaster between us to actually do our own maintenance ourselves, rather than having a contractor coming in, so we can do it really when it's dry, when it's best suited and ideal to us, really.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, is there an ideal time of the year for cleaning drains?
Well, in saying that, it's always a job that normally happens in the winter, but traditionally the last few years, is other than July last year, is really one of the driest times of the year, the last few years. The winter, the summers have been the worst. I've found if you water blast it, the effectiveness, in the previous time we used to poke a long metal tape up there, but it's very temporary. If you water blast it, you may get 10 to 15 years before you have to come back and do it again. It's done probably the first time, the distance to be able to come back is far greater.
So the example of that you've used here, how long would you have that water blasting occurring there in that particular...
10 years?
The actual operation of water blasting up that drainage there.
How long would I be doing it for?
Yeah, how long did the actual water blasting operation last? Just to clear?
Probably about a quarter of an hour.
Quarter of an hour.
Yeah, it's very quick. It pulls itself up. It's a 150-metre long line, and then you move on. So it's a very temporary effect for a good... drainage system to work effectively, really.
So further up that line, if you had to clear it, clean it, how do you do that? You wouldn't do that from that entrance.
You dig a hole. Yeah.
Quite a big operation.
Yeah, it is. But yeah. It all works well until your water blaster gets stuck. Which I found, but yeah, that can happen. Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't have any questions, thanks, very clear. More as a comment, I think, because your illustration is very clear. Have you considered putting a suction tanker at the end?
That's what David Moats was suggested.
Yeah. And the reason I say that is, I know we're not meant to give advice, but those pictures are actually quite dramatic. The water blasting people only use about 1,000, 1,500 litres, so those tankers can take all that out. And the effect then downstream of what you've talked about would even be less. So I think there's mitigations, but I do agree with you, regular cleaning does make those drains work better. So I think you've made your point very clear.
Yeah. The water blast in our tank is only 500 litres, and you get about 20 minutes of water blasting from that. Yeah. Probably the water volume is what's already in the pipe.
Yeah.
That's true.
And being able to cut that away is probably areas you can't get vehicles to suction away. It's probably just want a sort of a practical sort of solution to a minimal. It's a very common occurrence in our property. I mean, we sold 15 years ago to a dairy. It's now a dairy conversion, and it had twice the amount of drains of where we are now. And I mean, the implications of it is just the same, if not more.
All right, thanks very much for that, and no further questions from me.